Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Maybe not a great day in terms of positive events. The events in Afghanistan are horrifying. Horrifying not just for the Afghan people, not just for the humanity, not just for the sight of people jumping off of airplanes, U.S. Air Force planes, that they were trying to cling to desperately to escape the hell that is engulfing that nation so far away. It's not just Afghanistan. It's not just the situation there. It's what this means to the United States of America, what this means to our own security and our safety. It is a disaster. The Taliban have entered Kabul. They've seized the presidential palace. President Biden, who has been hiding at Camp David, apparently he was doing a Zoom conference with his top advisors, which, given the nature of this emergency, it's just shameful. It's all shameful right now. And he is going to be delivering a speech to the nation at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time. So, in other words, during our show, we will go to him immediately, of course, because, honest to goodness, I don't believe that he is going to resign, as President Trump has urged him to do. That will not happen. And there are lots of reasons it will not happen, but it won't happen. But could this actually mark the ruin of his presidency? Yeah, there is no question about it. This has been so poorly handled from beginning to end. And it's not just the decision to abandon our Afghan allies. It's the way that decision was put forward and the way that was handled. It is an unmitigated disaster. And just to put it in perspective, what this means long term, here is a comment by a Taliban commander that he made to CNN that was then translated. And what the Taliban perspective happens to be, this is clip 8.
It's our belief that one day Mujahideen will have victory and Islamic law will come not to just Afghanistan, but all over the world. We are not in a hurry. We believe it will come one day. Jihad will not end until the last day.
That's what we are dealing with. And that's what we are turning over. By the way, one of the consequences of this is that there are huge volumes of American weapons, things that cost hundreds of millions of dollars to U.S. taxpayers. The fleeing of President Ashraf Ghani for his life, the loss of life already, again, with people desperate to leave, the shocking videos, if you haven't seen them, they are important, and they are necessary to be seen. We will be, of course, covering what the president has to say. There's some fine statements that I think help put this in perspective. There's also a disturbing bit of news closer to home, which is a rumble, a riot, a gang fight between some Proud Boy anti-vaxxers and Antifa. And, I mean, honestly, stabbing each other, spraying mace and bear spray at each other, the police appear not to have done nearly enough to stop the fighting. This is in Los Angeles in front of City Hall. and someone seriously stabbed and taken to the hospital. The fact that we, in the midst of this danger to our country, that recalls, of course, 20 years ago, because all of this seems to have been timed in somebody's warped mind to coordinate with the September 11th 20-year anniversary. Ben Sass, the senator from Nebraska, has one of the best statements. I want to share part of it with you because I think he helps to put this in perspective. This is what Ben Sass has to say. He has a statement that he just released. It's called Worse Than Saigon. And he says, the U.S. Embassy has told Americans to shelter in place. Refugees are fleeing to the airport, begging to escape the coming bloodbath. None of this had to happen. America is the world's greatest superpower. We ought to act like it. But President Biden and his national security team have failed to protect even the American Embassy in Kabul. They have broken America's promises to the men and women who long for freedom, especially those thousands of Afghans who served alongside our military and intelligence services. They're turning their backs on the women and children who are desperate for space on the remaining flights out of hell. Gross incompetence has given the Taliban a terrible opportunity to slaughter our allies. 88,000 of our Afghan allies have applied for visas to get out of the country. But this administration has approved just 1,200 so far. I've been among a bipartisan group of senators, as Senator Sass of Nebraska, Republican, that has pushed Biden to expedite this process, but to no avail. At this point, it's not clear how many will be able to get out. Every translator and ally who stood by us is now at risk. This bloodshed wasn't just predictable, it was predicted. For months, Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee have warned the Biden administration that this would happen. Now the administration is acting like this is a surprise. It is shameful. Dishonest spin. Yes, it is all of that. And then he says this. Senator Sass says, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has been all over cable news pretending this isn't a disaster. Administration apologists can bleat talking points all they want, but they can't drown out the screams of the women Taliban forces are systematically brutalizing. The administration naively talked about a diplomatic solution. The Taliban were never interested, and they have broken every agreement they have ever signed. Just look at recent headlines. Last week alone, 27 children were murdered at the hands of the Taliban. The Taliban executed 22 Afghan commandos as they attempted to peacefully surrender. They've made their intentions known. These butchers are bragging about the slaughter online. The Taliban don't give a rip about getting invited to the UN's international cocktail party in Brussels. Bromides about the Taliban's role in the international community aren't going to call them off. The Taliban aren't going to stop being the Taliban because Jen Psaki scolds them. And by the way, Jen Psaki is missing in action. She's getting inquiries from the media about what is happening in Afghanistan. Her office is sending out auto replies that she'll be out of office till August 22nd. And so there's no answer. The Taliban are reportedly, by the way, this is not from Senator Sass, this is just a news bulletin, they're going door to door looking for those who worked with American troops. And meanwhile, this from Politico in April of this year, Kamala Harris says she had a key role in Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal decision. The vice president confirmed she was the last person in the room before Biden made the decision to move forward with withdrawing U.S. troops. It will be one of the infamous mistakes with grave consequences in recent American history. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of anticipation about what it is Joe Biden will say when he speaks to the nation about the greatest disaster of his presidency so far, and it could end up being a defining disaster of his presidency. What's striking to me is that with media that are very clearly pro-Biden. I mean, can we acknowledge that? That most of the mainstream media, Washington Post, New York Times, the major news networks, they tend to lean in a Democratic direction. Even with that, have you heard anyone defending the president's decision or defending the handling of this matter? There are some letters to the editor that are published in the New York Times today that are leaning in that direction. But very few statements from anyone of any perspective who were looking at this as a positive. For instance, check out this. This is from MSNBC, right? MSNBC is not a conservative outlet. But they say this, Jonathan Lehmeyer on MSNBC. Listen, clip 5.
Joe Biden is going to be the face of the failure of the withdrawal. He is the president right now as this is happening. And just a few weeks ago, just a little over a month ago on July 8th, when he defended the decision in Afghanistan, he talked about how, and I'll quote from him here, there's going to be no circumstance where you see people lifted off the roof of an embassy in the United States from Afghanistan. But we are seeing scenes like that play out in Afghanistan right now. Terrible footage coming from the airports of hundreds of Afghan citizens trying to cling to American jets as they're taking off, including extremely disturbing footage this morning about some people, after the planes take off, falling from the planes back to the tarmac, back to the streets below.
It is unbelievable footage, and the same way that the footage was indelible in Saigon in April of 1975 when South Vietnam fell, but you see, that was even different. That wasn't as bad as this. And when Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska, says this is worse than Saigon, it's enormously worse. Saigon had to do with reaching an agreement with the other side, and in that case, the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong had signed on to it, and the South Vietnamese government and the United States of America. There were even prizes, Nobel Prizes, given out because of it. But what happened is a few months later, the North Vietnamese tore it up. But again, that was at a time when, by the way, the President of the United States at the time, Gerald Ford, wanted to resupply and re-equip our South Vietnamese allies, which might have at least delayed, perhaps even stopped the North Vietnamese invasion. But he was stopped from doing that by the United States Senate. And by a very overwhelmingly, because of the entire Watergate fiasco, the Congress had become overwhelmingly Democratic, and he couldn't even do that. But today, the only effort like that to try to slow the advance of the Taliban was just to evacuate people more quickly. And even that hasn't been effective. I mean, not even vaguely. This is, again, another indication of a left-leaning publication that indicates that this is not going to be very easy for Joe Biden to escape in terms of his reputation and the future of his presidency. Philip Rucker of the Washington Post, right, it's the Washington Post, said this about President Biden's situation. This is clip 6. Listen.
President Biden ran for office as the foreign policy expert, decades of service in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and yet look at how poorly planned this seems to be right now. It is a calamity playing out hour by hour on television.
Yeah, it's a calamity playing out hour by hour. And one of the things that is striking about all of this is that President Biden appointed, supposedly, people with a great deal of experience, and they did have good experience and good credentials, and were foreign policy veterans, people like Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, and he was on and trying to defend the administration, and at least they're speaking to the public, which Biden really hasn't done on this regard. But Savannah Guthrie was on with Jake Sullivan, who is the National Security Advisor, somebody else with a great deal of foreign policy experience, part of it in the Obama administration. Listen to the interchange. Again, this is NBC TV. It's Savannah Guthrie with Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor. Listen.
Mr. Sullivan, if friends and foes alike are calling this withdrawal a fiasco, and it is one that apparently the administration not fully appreciate or see coming, let me play you some of what the president himself has said in the last 6 weeks or so.
Likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan.
And yet that is precisely what we have seen over these last few days. How do you explain getting this so wrong?
Well, first, Savannah, to be fair, the helicopter has been the mode of transport from our embassy to the airport for the last 20 years.
But you know the larger point.
That is,
it's not the
that
helicopter.
Is how we move
it's not
people
the mechanism.
Back and forth. So,
no, it's the last-minute scramble. You know that. It's the last-minute scramble when the assurances from the president himself were this was not what we were going to see.
Okay, that's exactly right. And... then there was this. This is from June 7th, which they also found. And June 7th, when you think about it, it isn't so long ago. It's during the Biden administration. The Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, said this. And again, an assurance about what wouldn't happen. Listen to clip 7A.
I don't think it's going to be something that happens from a Friday to a Monday. So I wouldn't necessarily equate the departure of our forces in July, August, or by early September with some kind of immediate deterioration in the situation.
Okay, if you think about it, it was exactly between a Friday and a Monday. That is almost exactly what happened. That's how long it took them to take over Kabul. They were predicting, last week they were predicting that it would take 30 to 90 days for the Taliban to take over Kabul. There's more, much more, as we wait for President Biden's speech. What should he say? What could he say? We will get to that and to much more. Coming up on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to address the nation at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time today. This as the president sends 1,000 more troops to Afghanistan, bringing the total number of troops being sent to Afghanistan to 7,000. The Taliban gaining control of the capital city of Afghanistan, Kabul, after the Afghan president fled the country. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise reacts to everything going on in Afghanistan.
It's a very dire situation when you see the United States Embassy being evacuated. In fact, you just had President Biden a few days ago saying you wouldn't see helicopters evacuating the embassy like Saigon, and yet here we are.
At least seven people are dead after Afghans rushed the tarmac of the Kabul airport following the Taliban's takeover. All evacuation flights have been stopped. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Breaking news, Lucas Tomlinson of Fox News is reporting that President Biden has ordered another 1,000 paratroopers from the elite 82nd Airborne to Kabul. 7,000 U.S. troops will be on the ground in Afghanistan soon. Wait a minute. The 82nd Airborne are coming to Kabul, and according to all reports and people on the ground, and frankly, American reporters who are risking their lives from every network, the Taliban already occupy Kabul. They already control it. You've seen some of the video of them in the presidential palace, such as it is. So where are those 1,000 extra paratroopers going to go? Where are the 7,000 U.S. troops who are on the ground in Afghanistan soon? Where are they going to go? If for nothing else, I mean, leaving aside the monumental damage to our foreign policy, to our national security, to American credibility in any sense at all, leaving that aside, just think about this as a matter of practical policy. Of the president's role as commander-in-chief. He thinks that 2,400 troops are too many and they have to go home immediately. So instead of 2,400 troops in Afghanistan, we now have 7,000 troops on Afghanistan on the ground soon. What are they supposed to do? Are we going to rekindle the entire war, where instead of defending cities or helping the Afghan army defend cities, we have now allowed the Afghan army to disintegrate? And by the way, there's some conversation here that that actually involves the attempt by the Biden administration to blame the Afghan security forces for the fall of Kabul. For instance, Anthony Blinken was saying the fall of Kabul won't be something that happens from a Friday to a Monday. Well, it did. And then NBC, again, a liberal network, NBC, Chuck Todd, challenged Secretary of State Blinken on those remarks yesterday, Sunday. This is clip 7B. Listen.
How did that assessment end up so wrong? Is that an intelligence assessment that went wrong? Is that Pentagon assessment that went wrong? Your own? How? That does not age well.
Two things, Chuck. First, we've known all along that the Taliban was at its strongest position in terms of its strength since 2001. When we came to office, that was the fact. And we said all along, including back then, that there was a real chance that the Taliban would make significant gains throughout Afghanistan. But on the other hand, I have to tell you that the inability of Afghan security forces to defend their country has played a very powerful role in what we've seen over the last few weeks.
Okay, again, if you look at people who look at this situation, H.R. McMaster, who was a lieutenant general in the United States Army, brilliant guy, and one of those people who wrote the book, basically, on how we lost the war in Vietnam. And H.R. McMaster has a piece today that appeared in the Wall Street Journal. And he was, of course, the national security advisor to President Trump. And then basically they reached a split over military policy, and he left, and partially because of Trump's determination to withdraw from Afghanistan himself. And H.R. McMaster makes this point. He says, in Washington, U.S. forces supposedly had to leave to end a costly forever war. But when Mr. Biden made the decision to withdraw, no more than 3,500 troops were left in Afghanistan. They were supporting Afghans who were taking the brunt of the fight, and not a single American soldier, not one, had been killed in combat in a year and a half. Said in areas they conquered, the Taliban conduct mass executions and assassinate journalists and anyone else who might oppose their perverted theocratic dictatorship. The Taliban force women to marry, in quotes, terrorists who rape them, force them to wear the burqa, and otherwise strip them of rights they have enjoyed for nearly two decades. Taking stock of this catastrophe and determining what might be done to limit the damage requires a rejection of Washington's fantasy and an acknowledgement of Afghanistan's reality. And then he says this, the late George Shultz, himself a distinguished Secretary of State under President Reagan, the late George Shultz's observation holds true. Negotiations are a euphemism for capitulation if the shadow of power is not cast across the bargaining table. Zalmay Khalilzad's pleas to the Taliban to forego attacking the U.S. embassy were a humiliating consequence. From Washington, one hears that the international community must express its disappointment at the Taliban for failing to attenuate this catastrophe. The idea that the Taliban is concerned about its reputation in New York or Geneva would be laughable if the circumstances weren't so grim. And then he says this, and it's profound and it's beautifully stated, and again, this is from every side, every perspective. Pundits in Washington repeat the mantra that there was, quote, no military solution in Afghanistan. The Taliban seem to have come up with one. Self-styled strategists in Washington still rationalize the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan as necessary to focus on China and great power competition. But the refusal to provide the Afghan people the support necessary to stem a humanitarian catastrophe emboldens China, Russia, and other adversaries eager to proclaim the U.S. an unreliable partner and a declining power. Those are the realities. And again, the Taliban never believed there was no military solution to Afghanistan. And is their solution a basically taking that beleaguered society back to the 7th century, which is, of course, what they want to do? President Trump, says the New York Post, calls on Biden to resign in disgrace over crisis in Afghanistan. Well, actually, that's not entirely accurate. President Trump called on President Biden to resign over a whole range of issues. The statement by the former president, "It is time for Joe Biden to resign in disgrace for what he has allowed to happen to Afghanistan, along with the tremendous surge in COVID, the border catastrophe, the destruction of energy independence, and our crippled economy." That was President Trump's statement. The difficulty with it, I think that a lot of people watching what is happening in Afghanistan think that is the kind of thing, if anything, where if this was a parliamentary system, the prime minister would probably think about resignation, or at least a vote of no confidence, or something like that. But in our system, what happens if Biden resigns? He won't. What happens if Biden resigns? Not even vaguely possible, but what happens is Kamala Harris becomes president. Oh yeah, and if she resigns along with her boss, then Nancy Pelosi becomes president. And if she resigns, then Pat Leahy, the elderly senator from Vermont, the liberal Democrat, becomes president. And then after that, it starts going through the cabinet. Anthony Blinken becomes president. He's actually the one who's most likely to resign, it seems to me. We will get to that and to President Biden's speech, which is due any moment. We'll go to the president as soon as he has something to say. He should have said something long before. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com.
Michael Medved Show. President Biden is due to speak any moment now. There has been some reflection about what it is he can possibly say. And David Axelrod, who was the chief political advisor to Barack Obama, though apparently they're not seeing eye to eye anymore because he was one of the disinvitatos. He was not invited to Obama's birthday party, boo-hoo. But David Axelrod actually said something I think that is very profound in comments he just made on CNN. He mentioned that the American people are likely to forgive a president, even a terrible mistake, if he owns it. And the most famous example, of course, is John Kennedy with the Bay of Pigs, which was terribly mishandled. There were scores of people who died. It was a disaster for American foreign policy. It was an attempt to use a CIA operation to undo the Cuban regime, to overthrow the Castro regime. And American troops got, not American troops, America's allies, got slaughtered. And America didn't protect them, and it was a disgrace. And President Kennedy got up and owned it and said it was a terrible mistake. Is there any chance that President Biden will do this moments from now? We'll go to him as soon as he begins speaking. This is what David Axelrod, who's a smart guy, Democrat though he be, former aide to President Barack Obama, White House assistant and sometime campaign manager, listen.
But you cannot defend the execution here. This has been a disaster. And anybody with a beating heart watching these scenes of people desperately swarming the airport trying to get out ahead of the slaughter that they anticipate on from the Taliban, you know, it is heartbreaking, it is depressing, and it's a failure. And he needs to own that failure. He's the commander in chief. You know, it's fine to say the Afghans didn't fight. That is true. We invested $90 billion or so in the army and the police there. They folded immediately. That is true. You can blame the Trump administration, but he's the commander-in-chief now. And he can blame intelligence, too, and obviously this was a huge intelligence failure. But in these moments, I think people respect presidents who say, this is on me. This was on my watch. This was a failure. We're going to learn from it. And we're going to do everything we can in the coming weeks and days and weeks and months to make good our promise to our partners in Afghanistan who helped us during these 20 years to escape the wrath of the Taliban.
Okay, but how do you do that? And you see, part of this recalls something else to me, and it's another example in recent world history. In 2005, an Israeli prime minister named Ariel Sharon, made one of the biggest mistakes in the history of Israel, which was basically handing Gaza over to Palestinian terrorists with no agreement. Just going away, leaving it behind, and they forcibly cleared out Israeli communities, Jewish communities that had been set up in Gaza. They were forcibly cleared out by the Israeli army, leaving behind greenhouses where they could grow tomatoes, which of course the Palestinians immediately burned because they had Jewish cooties on them. And the result has been, what is it, four different exchanges of violent confrontation with Hamas. Because, of course, when the Israelis went away with no agreement between Israelis and Palestinians about that departure, it was just viewed as a surrender and a sign of weakness. And it was a disaster. And it was a terrible idea. And even though it was launched by an administration, an old warrior, and a Israeli patriot who should have known better. Okay, here you have the same sort of thing. President Trump made a stupid deal with the Taliban, but even that deal wasn't held to. That had not been followed through by the Taliban. So why are you instituting this single-handed victory for the other side with no commitment on their part at all? And the belief being that, oh, they're going to care a lot about the international community, the Taliban, these thugs, these terrorists, these murderers, they're going to care about the international community, therefore they won't do anything really terrible. I wish that were true. But the whole idea and the certainty that you heard from so many people in the Biden administration who claimed that, well, of course, they won't actually take over Kabul right away. Well, of course they will if you don't have any agreement to the contrary. This was White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. He was on with George Stephanopoulos of ABC, and this is pathetic, frankly. This is clip three.
President did not think it was inevitable that the Taliban were going to take control of Afghanistan. He thought the Afghan National Security Forces could step up and fight because we spent 20 years, tens of billions of dollars training them, giving them the best equipment, giving them support of U.S. forces for 20 years. And when push came to shove, they decided not to step up and fight for their country.
Okay, that is not true of all of the Afghan security forces, but when you give them a signal that we no longer care about you, after many of you have risked your lives fighting alongside the United States, this is an appalling statement. Listen to Marco Rubio, who responds by tweet to what Jake Sullivan said. He said, "What a bunch of crap. This administration was specifically told Afghan forces would surrender faster than our ability to exit. They decided to ignore these warnings and smugly tell everyone how smart and brilliant they are." Yesterday, Jake Tapper was doing another interview with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and he began this way, with the obvious question, the question that should be on everybody's mind. Listen.
Secretary Blinken, how did President Biden get this so wrong?
Jake, first, let's put this in context. And as we've discussed before, we were in Afghanistan for one overriding purpose. to deal with the folks who attacked us on 9/11. That's why we went there 20 years ago. And over those 20 years, we brought bin Laden to justice. We vastly diminished the threat posed by al-Qaeda in Afghanistan to the United States to the point where it's not capable of conducting such an attack again from Afghanistan. We're going to keep in place in the region the capacity to see any reemergence of a terrorist threat and to be able to deal with it. And on the terms that we went into Afghanistan in the first place, we've succeeded in achieving our objectives. When the president came to office, he had a decision to make. The previous administration negotiated an agreement with the Taliban that said that our forces, our remaining forces, only about 2,500, would be out of the country on May 1st. And the idea that the status quo could have been maintained by keeping our forces there, I think is simply wrong.
Okay, most military experts disagree with him. And certainly, I mean, H.R. McMaster, who Lieutenant General in the U.S. Army and former National Security Aide to President Trump, dramatically disagrees with him. And the question about all of this is, what happens? I do think that Republicans have been unified in their condemnation. Of course, it's easy because they're opposed to President Biden. But what about his allies? When you hear allies like David Axelrod and others speaking so directly about what is wrong here, that helps put it in some kind of context. And how do you put a good spin on this, or any spin on this at all? The idea that the Taliban are going to change, if they were going to change, why would they change on the verge of a basically victory, which is what they have won from their point of view? And what happens is victories build on more victories, particularly when you're dealing with a terrorist mentality. We are still waiting for President Biden's speech. We will get back to that. It should be coming at any moment. It's been scheduled. We will listen and hope for the best for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-9-